All right, so as promised, I want to play this for you. So Mike Lombardi, and kind of walk me through this again, Dan, because you're like, this is going to make folks mad. They're not going to want to hear this.
All right, so Michael Lombardi, who, of course, the former...
General manager
of your Cleveland Browns.
Sort of.
Was on the... Yeah, he had some weird title. You're right. I don't remember what it was.
Joe Banner was kind of, you know...
Worked for the Raiders, worked for the Patriots, all that kind of good stuff. So it was on the Bill Simmons podcast, now doing stuff for VISN. And had this to say when it came to who made the Watson call.
That's a shot at DePodesta, right? When I hear that, all I hear
is... that's a shot at everybody.
Well, no, I don't think it's a shot at Andrew Berry, though.
No, you're
right. It's making it sound like... So look, if you're saying... and again, this is coming from a former general manager. It makes it sound like the decision to bring Deshaun Watson in the first place was not Andrew Berry's. That's the way...
That's what that sounds like.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure if you said Andrew, you'd be like, well, I'm the general manager. Obviously, it was my decision because that's the role I have. But that, to me, was just straight shot at Paul DePodesta.
That's what that sounds like to me. And especially when you start hearing that wonderful A word getting thrown around all over the place that everybody seems to despise. But every single team in the league is using it.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that sound like bitter Michael Lombardi? Or does that sound like guy who understands the building Michael Lombardi? Or does that sound like, hey, I know what's really going on there and I'm trying to tell you without really telling you?
Well, so the first thing is...
The fact that he took a shot at analytics is right at DePodesta. But, I mean, Barry believes in analytics. And,
correct, and so does Stefanski. These guys... And by the way, every NFL coach, GM, group around them... believes in analytics. You should. The job that you do has some level of analytics that are involved in it. Even our job has some level of analytics that
are involved. The question is what are you using analytics for?
Are you
using analytics to figure out sleep patterns before a game so you can get maximum effort out of players knowing that if they tried to sleep X amount of hours or being organized? I mean, let's face it. Paul Brown was the father of analytics.
Yep.
But it just was in a different world with no computers. That's
exactly.
All.
Yeah. Exactly. And go for it on fourth down. That's an analytical call. Like, that's all of those. And that gut feeling that you get is because it basically you think from previous indications that that's why it should go. So, like, that's the one problem I've always had with people just going, it's a fault of analytics. It's like, well, everything in life is analytics. Every single lesson you've learned in life is some kind of analytic. Like, I'm sorry. Your body putting your hand on the stove going hot, that's analytics. Like, that's your body analyzing when I put my hand on the stove, it's hot. I shouldn't do that anymore. Like, it's why I've always despised when everybody starts yelling. But that's a different rant for a different day.
Hmm.
If you're handing out that amount of cash to any one player, that's the owner. There's no way that the owner isn't involved in that decision. There's no way whatsoever. And it doesn't matter if it's Jerry Jones, Jimmy Haslam, if it's... Al Davis's kid, whose name is totally blanking right now, Mark Davis. Mark. It doesn't matter if it's Mike Brown. Any owner you can think of is involved when you hand out that level of dough. So,
by the way, if you ever see me walk into Mark Davis's barber, I want you to tackle me.
Just say right, nay.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
I'll make sure before they get the bowl on top of your head to make that cut to make you look like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
wise guy.
The owner was involved in this decision to begin with.
Had to have been. You spent that much money. I mean, it's like,
right.
You can't not make a move like that without going, hey, I know you have this budget for me, because there's no way Deshaun Watson's contract was in a budget. They had to figure out a new budget when they wanted to bring him in.
The question I will have with it is, did Andrew Berry smack the table and say, we have to get this guy? Or did Jimmy Haslam smack the table and say, we have to get this guy?
Or, if you're listening to what he said, did Paul DePodesta say,
we have to get this guy? Smack the table and say, we have to get this guy.
Or did he smack the table and say, I'm looking at the numbers for Baker Mayfield, and, man, look at the numbers here. I'm going to give you a spreadsheet, and I'm going to show you potential return on investment for Baker Mayfield compared to potential return on investment for Deshaun Watson.
ROI.
I got it. Don't you believe that probably played in somewhere? And I don't know if that was Andrew Berry that did that. I don't know if that was Baldy. But his point is, everything Mike Lombardi was saying in there pointed right at Paul DePodesta. Right at him.
Right. Right. And that's going to be the never-ending question with all of this, is who was the one who said, we're doing this. We have to do this. Because we know Haslam signed off on it. He had to. It's a huge chunk of change.
Well, at the point that it happened, and I don't want to go back and relive history on any of this stuff, but we didn't really have a quarterback at the time. We didn't. Your current quarterback, who had just led you to the playoffs, felt slighted and jilted and put out a statement on social media saying, thank you, Cleveland. It's been great. Obviously, the Browns don't want me anymore, and I'm out of here. Well, how many times have we ever – I mean, think about that. How many times have you had an argument with your kid or your parents and said, that's it. I'm done. I'm never coming back. I'll never see you again.
We're never doing this.
That was great. Have a nice life. And then 15 minutes later, you figure it out. And I got to believe that's probably what Jimmy was thinking, you know, at that point where they said, hey, we're going to make a run at a guy we think is a top five quarterback in the NFL. We understand we have a quarterback that's brought us success. But if this is a chance to upgrade, our job, every general manager's job, is to look at every position and say, how can we get better at that position? No one should ever feel comfortable in their position in the NFL, no matter who you are. No matter who you are. Because you can be replaced when they're bringing in guys and doing auditions on Tuesday every week.
It depends on what you want to believe. But at least to me, what this does is for everybody out there who's screaming, fire Andrew Berry, this is proof of why you should keep Andrew Berry.
Sean's in Ravenna. Hey, Sean.
What's happening, Sean?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday. And you asked the question, who was the man who smacked his hand down on the table and said, we're going to get him here? And I will tell you 100%, it was not Andrew Berry. If we take a thought back to about 3 years ago when this trade was possibly going down, originally we were out of the running for Deshaun Watson, and the rumor was about $187 million fully guaranteed. And then the next day, oh, Hayes, you know, huge contract, $230 million. Andrew Berry got turned down with the original. The ownership called him up and said, I don't care what number it takes, figure it out and get him here. And unfortunately, it has not panned out in any way, shape, or form. We've seen glimpses, but that's not enough at this point. We're not getting anywhere close to the return on investment on this guy. And unfortunately, there isn't anybody in the locker room that's going to say, hey, you know what? We're not liking this contract. We're not liking the drama that this guy brought here. You know, we're not playing at 100%.
Well, here's the other one, Sean. Glimpses don't win playoff games.
Exactly. And my whole thing was, you know, back when, I know we can't change anything, but you should have kept Mayfield and find yourself a couple stopgap guys and then use what capital you had for C.J. Stroud in the draft, whether you're going to keep Baker or not. You could have spent your trade capital and money so much better than what we've done.
You would have had to give up so much trade stuff to make that work. And Houston wasn't going to get rid of that pick anyway. That's an ask.
I mean, you wouldn't put it past the Browns to give up a whole boatload of stuff. I don't know that you would
have a relationship with Houston, but boy, it would have been a serious holy mackerel investment to go up there. If you remember that draft, it was pretty much like Houston is taking CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Marcus is in Aurora. We are hot in Aurora today. Everyone's calling in from Aurora. Hi, Marcus. Is that me?
Marcus? No, you did it. Marcus, you there, man?
Marcus. All right, call back, Marcus. Cameron is in Cleveland. Hey, Cameron.
What's happening, Cameron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you got, man? What do you got?
So, in my opinion, the Deshaun Watson contract, this whole experiment is over with in my eyes. I really hope that somehow he can prove me wrong and turn it around. But realistically, worst case scenario is let him play the whole entire year. If you keep losing games, don't put in Winston. You get a higher draft pick. And so give me a pocket passing quarterback like Quinn Ewers or somebody like that out of Texas.
So you're right. So let me ask you this question because we were kicking around.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out if you walked up to any fan today, and today you're going to be any fan.
Congratulations.
Who do you want to start a quarterback on Sunday?
This week, like I said, I would rather have Deshaun Watson just run the season because worst case scenario for you is if it doesn't pan out, it's not going to pan out regardless. Then you get a higher draft pick. I'd rather take that chance than
doesn't it feel like a massive waste with what you have on defense?
That's what I was gonna bring
and
up
how
camera.
Much money you have invested in this team right now? Like I can't I give
like
up
that
on the season.
Already gonna limit you though. I just feel like that contract's already gonna limit with what you got. I mean, we already have Myles Garrett going on what his 8th, 9th season. I mean, you got a lot of defensive players that have been here for over 5, 6 years that their talent's already going to waste at this point. It seems like
It does have a Joe Thomas theory a little bit on some of it. Thank you.
You made the playoffs last year. I can't call that a giant waste. Now, the talent level of this team screams that they should make a deep playoff run. My goal is still to make a deep playoff run. Andy, this team is not built to bring in a rookie quarterback.
No, it's not. Not at all. No.
And hope for the best. And especially with this quarterback class, which a lot of the draft Knicks are saying, this quarterback class is a little on the shakier side. I know we all love Drew Aller. We're going to love Drew Aller. He's from Medina. Like, we're going to like the kid. I'm sorry. It's just how we're all built. So a lot of the draft Knicks, though, are like, yeah, this is not the quarter. This is not the draft you want to find a quarterback.
All right. Two things. One, I just asked that question. I'm just curious. Like, who do you really want to start a quarterback this week? I mean, it's Deshaun Watson. It's what it's going to be. But is that what you want? Do you want him to start a quarterback this week? Do you feel comfortable that he can bounce back from last week? And I guess when you look at the big picture, are you willing to, it doesn't matter how much he's getting paid. If you think they have a better chance to win with somebody else, who do you really want to start a quarterback? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Brian Anderson joins us at noon.